This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Simple Closure raises $1.5 million in less than 24 hours to help companies shut down faster and cheaper, by Marianne Azevedo. It's easy to start a startup, but it's far more difficult to shut one down. An estimated 90% of all startups fail, so there is no question that the problem is a widespread one. Yet the process to wind down a company is largely manual and bureaucratic. That's something three-time founder Dora Yona realized when building his last company and was tasked by a board member to create a shutdown analysis. But to even get to that realization took a while. I went from one lawyer to another, accountant to accountant, the internet. It's almost a taboo subject, despite the fact that 93% of startups that raise will shut down, he told TechCrunch. So in April, after leaving his job as GM of growth at Navan, he teamed up with Nimrod Ram, CTO, to start Simple Closure, a seven-person company building a platform to help automate the shutdown process. Today, he said, the process to close a company using legacy providers can cost upwards of $75,000 and take nearly 1 year. We're getting this done in weeks for a fraction of the cost, he said, noting that Simple Closure's pricing model depends on a number of factors, including size of company and stage of wind down. Raising money without a pitch deck. The pair raised $1.5 million in pre-seed funding, interestingly, in 24 hours and without a pitch deck. I was not looking to raise money originally, but after attending FinTech Meetup on a free ticket, I pitched the platform to a few investors there, saw the excitement, and had their buy-in the next day, said Yona, who sold a startup called Ernie in 2021 in a private transaction after raising $14 million in funding. The fact that we were able to raise so quickly really underscored the market need for a solution like this. Vera Equity and Cambrian Ventures co-led the round, which included participation from a slew of executives from startups such as Brex, Plaid, Gusto, and NVIDIA, among others. The company plans to use the majority of the funds for product and engineering development. Simple Closure was built and designed with an eye toward profitability and has been generating revenue since day one, which gives us the ability to grow at a fast clip rather than being fully dependent on VC money, Yona said. To give a sense of the size of the market in the United States, between 700,000 to 1 million companies fail or close each year. The company says it leverages fintech, legal tech, and artificial intelligence in order to automate the shutdown process in three stages: onboarding, dissolution and windup, and actual shutdown. First, Simple Closure collects information to understand the challenges and intricacies specific to a company. It then initiates procedures and works on executing the specific dissolution and closure plan. That includes resolving any remaining obligations and tying up loose ends with customers, vendors, state agencies, and employees. During that stage, the company prepares the necessary legal paperwork and works to secure required consents from stakeholders. Lastly, it handles the company's intellectual property, settles any remaining financial obligations, and handles fund distributions to investors. It also offers advice on post-closure activities, such as the retention and safekeeping of vital company records. Yona said the startup is leveraging and building AI technology specifically to help automate manual, tedious processes such as data extraction and summarization of legal documents related to company dissolution. A big business opportunity. Simple Closure is currently working with startups and corporations and LLCs, but plans to expand to other segments as it grows. Since June, we've seen exponential growth in paying customers and interest from founders. Everything thus far has been word of mouth, organic customers, Yona said. Eli Tubiana, founder of Carbon Payments, which shuttered earlier this year, is one of those customers. He said Simple Closure made the shutdown process a manageable one and handled complexities with professionalism and transparency. Cambrian Ventures founder and general partner Rex Salisbury told TechCrunch that he invested in Simple Closure because he realized, simply, it was a problem that needs solving. It's also a big business opportunity, he said. Salisbury acknowledged that when he's had to shut down a business in the past, he found the process to be surprisingly hard, even for very simple ones. For larger or highly regulated companies that have licenses or operate in many states, the complexity scales quickly, as does the risk to the founder if they don't shut down correctly, he said. You might think shutting down a business is a one-time event, but there is a residual risk exposure that needs insurance coverage and IP and assets that need to be managed. Simple Closure has taken a tech-first approach to something that has been a manual, error-prone process. Want more fintech news in your inbox? Sign up for the Interchange in a link embedded in the text version of this article.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.